Hey everyone, welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. This is Noah, and today we're going to be talking about and looking about like how our brothers and sisters are suffering all over the world just because they believe in Jesus as Lord. And we're going to be looking and sharing about the Christians all over the world who are being persecuted. And just reading this, because I'm going to be reading from an article that it's sent by VOM, Voice of the Martyrs, which is an organization that serves our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And so I think while reading this, God is just showing me that we really do need to be thinking about our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering, who are being persecuted because they believe in Jesus. And so, looking at their example, how they're giving their life, they're literally giving their life to read the Bible. They're giving their life to go to church and to go to a prayer meeting and to tell someone about Jesus and to share the gospel. And I pray that looking at their example, we can also look at Jesus, because that is their source. And we'll be talking about today that just looking at their example, that their source is Jesus, who gives them strength and courage and hope, even in persecution. And so how we as Christians in America can be ever so bold to go and share the gospel, because right now we're not having persecution, not the kind of persecution they're facing. So because of that, the freedom that we have to pray, to worship, to go to church and share the gospel, let's really use that and use it fully, so that God's will might be done, and that people may come to know who Jesus is. And so this article, or this newsletter that's sent by the Voice of the Martyrs, they send one out every month, and this month it's about a country called Eritrea. And so the title is called Proclaiming the Gospel in a Prison Nation. And so I'll be reading the article, but also sharing just some examples and sharing the grace we got to receive. So it says here, Christians living in Eritrea, located in the Horn of Africa along the Red Sea, suffer some of the most horrific religious persecution occurring today. The Eritrean government opposes and zealously persecutes believers who openly share their faith or worship outside state-approved churches. Yet even as thousands of Christians are killed, imprisoned, or forced to leave, Eritreans continue to place their faith in Christ, understanding that He alone is their hope amid desperate circumstances. And despite 16 years of oppression, many Christians in Eritrea have willingly paid the price for boldly and obediently proclaiming the gospel to their lost neighbors. So this article will be talking about just three examples, or three people who gave their lives to share the gospel, even though they endured persecution and suffering, that they overcame that. And even through that, they have joy and peace and hope that only comes from Jesus. So again, let's learn from their example. And so the first man is Mr. Yemen, and he was a soldier in the army, but he continually shared the gospel. And it's actually quite amazing while I was reading this that at every opportunity, like every single opportunity, he went to share the gospel, that even though he continually was restricted by the government, by his authorities, because he's in the military. And so even though they were trying to limit him and stop him, he continually, at whatever opportunity he had, he gave his all to share the gospel. And so because he shared the gospel, he was thrown in prison and he was beaten, and he suffered, he went through a lot. But this is what he confesses, which is amazing. It says that whenever I preached, the soldiers beat me. I thought of Jesus on the cross and did not feel the pain. And so again, I just want to say that, you know, their source of strength, Mr. Yemen's source of strength, was Jesus. He focused on Jesus. That even though he went through suffering, we remember that Jesus endured the cross for us. And so by looking at Jesus, it says that, you know, he didn't feel any pain, that he was ever so more bold to go and share the gospel. And because of that, because of his boldness to share the gospel, he was thrown in prison. And after 6 months, it says in solitary confinement, he collapsed in a coma, and he actually was paralyzed. And so, but thankfully, later he was released, and so now he's managing a small business and he's helping the people around him. But he says this, that pray for my healing so I can serve the Lord, and pray for the people of Eritrea that they may be free. So again, let's gather together as Christians. And just like Mr. Yermain, who focused on Jesus, on what he went through on the cross, let us be soldiers of the cross, soldiers of love, and to love those around us and to share the gospel. So let's pray for him. Let's pray for his healing so he can serve the Lord. But let's also pray for this country that they may be free. And so the next person I would like to share about is Mrs. Helen. And she's actually a worship leader. She's a gospel singer in this country. And so what I found amazing was, this is what she said here, that when she sensed that political change would bring persecution for Eritrean believers, because in their history, in the history of Eritrea, it was originally under Ethiopia. But after they gained independence, this is what Ms. Helen said, that instead of worshiping God, now people started worshiping the government. And so because she sensed that political change would bring persecution for believers, and I really do think that, you know, she was alert and awake and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so she said that when she sensed that, she decided to prepare herself for persecution by sharing the gospel wherever she could. And she said she was motivated by this verse, Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. So because of that, it says that she began to prepare herself for persecution by sharing the gospel wherever she could. She carried her Bible everywhere, telling people about Christ in the streets, in hospitals, anywhere she could start a conversation. And I think this confession is so amazing right here. God created me to tell others, not to stay in the church all my life. And so that really struck me, because oftentimes I think of being a good Christian is, or being a Christian is, going to church, praying and reading the Bible and doing all these things. But as Christians, we're called to lay down our lives to share the gospel. That's why we're here. And her confession was really struck to me, because she said, God created me to tell others, not just to stay in the church all my life. And they're just, you know, so many Christians right now. And not in a judging way, because I did the same too, where I just went to church, I prayed, I read the Bible, and I said I did this. But what God is calling us to do is to lay down our lives and share the gospel. And that is what Miss Helen did. And how she, sensing that persecution that would come, she gave her life to share the gospel wherever she went. And to confess that she's not just a Christian, is not just someone who goes to church, but someone who gives their life to share the gospel. And so eventually, that persecution did come. And so all the churches had to go underground, and many pastors were arrested. And so through that, Miss Holland had to start training underground. She started a secret discipleship meeting for young people. And then remember that because she is a gospel singer, she actually released an album of gospel music for the underground church. And that's when the government, they took notice and they found out. So they arrested her, they beat her, and they took her to prison. And so even though, because remember, this is in Africa, in Eritrea, being in prison, they don't have any like food or water. They're being mistreated terribly. And then it's in the terribly hot weather. In prison, it's terrible in these countries. And their prisons are actually in steel shipping containers, not just not regular prisons. They're in shipping containers, and there's too many people in these prisons, more than they're supposed to contain. And so Miss Helen, she suffered a lot, and she actually was beaten over and over again. It says here that her interrogators repeatedly tried to persuade her to renounce her Christian faith, beating her and leaving her chained to a pole in the desert sun for days. She said her captors singled her out for particularly bad treatment because of her notoriety as a gospel singer. So again, suffering for the gospel, but what's amazing is not the suffering. What's powerful is not the suffering, but how she endured that suffering. It says here that Miss Helen followed the example of Paul and Silas in Acts 16, singing hymns to God. She said, "When I was in prison, worshiping gave me strength." So again, that is amazing, that no matter what suffering that she endured, her strength came from Jesus and worshiping God. And you know, this faith is the same faith as the early church, how Paul and Silas, even though they were persecuted and thrown in prison, they worshiped God and they were joyful in that. And so it all comes through meeting Jesus. Once we meet Jesus, no matter what happens, we have joy. Joy in prison, joy, whatever it may be, because Jesus is risen from the dead. And that is what, you know, Miss Helen is saying, what Mr. Yemane is saying. That even though we share the gospel and are persecuted for it, we have joy because of what Jesus has done, because he died and rose again. And so lastly, there was one more man that I did want to share about. And his name is Mr. Negasi, and he and his wife were arrested just for going to a prayer meeting. And so after being arrested and thrown in prison, he later found out after he was released that his wife died in prison. And so, but what's amazing is that what he confessed is that it's not just the struggles and the pain, because he did say that, you know, he cried a lot and just enduring that suffering. But more important than that, he said that, "I'm happy that my wife was a hero Christian, that she died for Christ." And I think, once again, that stands out, that it's not the suffering necessarily that they focus on, but the hope that we have in Jesus and that laying down our lives for the gospel. Because this is what he says: the Bible taught us that we should take up our cross. We have to lose our life for Christ, and it happened to my wife. This is the history of Christianity. It is not strange. It is not something new. And again, that just struck me in my heart, that we're called to lay down our life to share the gospel. And it's not something like amazing and new, but as he says, this is the history of Christianity. This is what they've been doing from the start, how Jesus first laid down his life, and then how the disciples, the martyrs, they gave their lives to testify to the gospel. And yes, they did die. And it's found all throughout history. Missionaries, pastors, preachers, whoever it was, that they gave their lives to share the gospel. And because of their suffering, because they laid down their lives, revivals were poured out. Society was benefited. People came to believe in Jesus as Lord because one soul would lay down his life for the gospel. And so this beautiful history of Christianity, we've been called to carry that out now. We cannot just stay at home and say that, oh, because I go to church or I read the Bible and I pray that I'm good. But just like the Christians before us laid down their lives to share the gospel, we also must give our lives to share the gospel. It's what Jesus commands us to do, and we can only do that by truly meeting the risen Jesus and having the resurrection faith, that holding on to the hope that we have in Jesus. We can give our lives because we know that this world is not everything. We know that Jesus rose again, he conquered death, there is eternal life. So because of that, we must lay down our life. We must lay down our lives to share the gospel. And so one last thing is that how he asks us to pray for the government. He says he asks us to pray for Eritrea and especially for suffering Eritrean Christians. He also to encourage us to pray for the Eritrean government rather than curse it for its hatred of Christians. And so again, let's pray, you know, for these people who are suffering, but also pray for the government that they may come to know Jesus and that love of God, that even though the government is persecuting them, that they're still praying for them and loving them back. You know, that's truly amazing as well. And it says that this kind of love is common among the believers. While they have suffered greatly, they continue to love those responsible for their suffering. And so the other woman, Miss Helen, it said that her eyes filled with tears as she spoke of President Isaias, who's the president of Eritrea. She said, "If I met him, I'll tell him how much I love him. And one day I'm sure those people who tortured me will become the best believers because Jesus died for everybody." And so just looking at her heart, let's really pray for this government that the president may come to know Jesus and believe in Jesus, and that through him the persecution might stop in Eritrea. And even though it may seem impossible, if we just look at how Paul, even though he was a persecutor of Christians, he came to meet Jesus and became the most famous missionary. Let's pray that this work of the Holy Spirit may come upon the Eritrean government and people. And so finally, I just did want to conclude with this. Here's what it says. Eritrea remains a nation of prisons, but many Christians like Yemane, Helen, Mulu, and Nagasi are ready to sacrifice everything for Christ. Instead of silencing their faith, persecution has only amplified it. They understand what is at stake when they share the gospel or worship outside the walls of approved churches, and they still choose Christ. They and a growing number of other Eritreans know that even a prison nation cannot bind a heart that has found freedom in Christ. Amen. And so just looking at these examples, looking at these men and women who give their lives to share the gospel, even though they endure persecution, it just seems to me that they overcome this world. And that's what 1 John 5 says, that everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory, even our faith. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. God gave us a proof so we could believe in Jesus as the Son of God, his resurrection of the dead. But it's not just for us to stop there and believe that, but really believing that, give our lives to share the gospel and overcome this world, overcome our situations, overcome temporary sufferings, and holding on to the resurrection and holding on to the hope that we have. So again, just looking at our persecuted brothers and sisters, let's pray for them. Let's pray for the government. Let's remember them and thank God for what we have, the freedom that we have. And because of the freedom that we have, let's give our lives just like them to share the gospel, and so that we might be one family in Christ that carries out the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Only the Resurrection podcast. And please stay tuned for more as we share more about God's words, what's going on with around the world, in the world, and the evidence for Christianity. So again, please stay tuned for more from the Only the Resurrection podcast. Thank you.